It's been a dream of ours for years and years. She's never been able to play on regular playground equipment due to her physical disabilities and safety concerns. So this is just amazing. She can come and just be a regular kid and enjoy everything that typical kids can enjoy.
On a cool autumn day, Amanda Malloy is pushing her 12-year-old daughter, Peyton, on a chair swing. Fortunately, the chair is designed to keep people of all sizes safely buckled in while they swing.
Do you want to go higher?
Yeah.
Faster?
Yeah.
Peyton and her family have visited Kiwanis Park in the town of Batavia at least once a week since it was upgraded this past May. Before that, Mom Amanda says Peyton had to stay back and watch her cousins play. But now,
friends with disabilities, friends without disabilities can come here and all play together. We've had her and a bunch of her friends here, and the moms and dads just kind of hang out and stand back and watch. And our eyes are filled with tears because we're just so happy that they can play like typical kids.
Shelley Politico is the director of development at the Genesee ARC, a nonprofit group that advocates for people with disabilities. Politico says the inclusive playground goes beyond the federal guidelines.
Someone could propel their own wheelchair, or if they use a walker, or if they have trouble walking. It's very well laid out that it makes it accessible for anybody in our community.
The playground was built by volunteers and funded through the municipality's reserve fund and donations. The new equipment is custom built and colorful. Politico says it's crucial for people with disabilities to have a safe outdoor space to play.
There's a piece that's over there they can lie on and pull themselves through with their hands, and it's got these large metal rolling balls that go up and down their back and down their legs. In children with autism, that type of sensory input is very helpful, therapeutic, but it's done in a fun way. So the child without a disability that's waiting in line to get on behind them can do the same type of activity, and it doesn't make it look like, oh, it was just set up for a child that's disabled. Any child can use it.
Dr. Kate DeBalove is the chair in the Department of Inclusive Childhood Education at Nazareth College. She says accessible playgrounds offer children necessities important to their development.
One of the ways that we develop confidence is through being able to do things successfully, independently. And so as we think about an inclusive playground and some of the play design concepts, inclusive playgrounds include things that have multiple levels of challenges so that all children are able to have success, be able to have fun, and some independence.
Tom Lichtenthal, the town of Batavia highway superintendent, worked on the design of the park. He says the playground includes a feature that people in a wheelchair might not have used before, a swing.
We did a lot of research behind that wheelchair swing to see what was the risk involved in it. Risk was very low. So the swing itself, what you do is you basically take the wheelchair, you roll them up onto a platform, you strap them in, chain them in, and then they swing just like a normal swing.
Lichtenthal says the town's foot traffic has tripled since the playground opened. Many people have come from all over upstate New York to visit the park. He suggests other municipalities make their parks inclusive as well.
The appreciation that we saw made all the additional effort that it takes. And it really wasn't that much more effort, but the reward was 100 times greater than the effort that you put in. So I would not even hesitate to do something like this again.
In the future, Tom Lichtenthal says they plan to add more accessible equipment to the playground at Kiwanis Park. Peyton Malloy's suggestion is a slide. Ashley Hertzel, WBFO News.